Welcome to the HarborCast, a weekly podcast on the Bible, pop culture, current events, and well, anything, any other random thing out there. This is season two we are recording of the podcast. We're going to try a new format, some new topics, and a whole bunch of new fun. So again, we want to thank you guys for joining us today. What's up, Danny? How are you?
I'm good, man. How about yourself? Glad to be here.
I'm good, man. So Danny is now our full-time member of the podcast with us. So it's no longer just Blake and some random other guys from other places. So sorry, Max, JP. We may have you on. But anyways, so we're in season two of the HarborCast. And season one was fun. We're going to try to change some things up a little bit. So the whole idea is to make these episodes a little bit briefer, but still carry the same idea that we had from starting. It's just we want to make sure you guys are getting prepped and primed for our Sunday services that we have here at Fellowship. Or if you don't go here, but you're getting some gospel order. So we're going to be walking through Acts in this season. And then also we want to talk about fun things, which the Bible, I mean, is fun, right?
Oh, yeah. Very fun to me.
Yeah, it's fun. But we want to talk about things that you guys are dealing with. So, like, choosing between an Xbox X and a PlayStation 5. And it's fall, y'all. And so we want to hit up all those things. And so right now we are live on Instagram. But this podcast, you either listen to it on Spotify or iTunes. And so we ask that you would please click the subscribe button and rate us because that helps. All right? We want to get more listeners and more viewers. So today we are in Acts chapter 2. We've already been in Acts chapter 1, talked about the ascension and choosing a new replacement for Judas. And it gets a little grim there, talking about Judas hanging himself and falling on a rock and all of his insides scattering all over the ground.
Yeah.
You know, a little dark.
Very graphic.
Yeah, very, very, very graphic. And so today we are in Acts 2, and which is a turning point. For the church, the day of Pentecost, and it's a big deal. And sometimes I think me and Dan talked about this earlier today when I was prepping that in certain groups, in certain churches, this day is celebrated more than others.
Yeah,
right.
I agree. Yeah, it is.
And so we maybe don't think about this as much as we should because I don't know why. I honestly don't know the answer. Maybe some of the actions that took place at the day of Pentecost scare us a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, some of the traditions that are carried on today that maybe shouldn't be. And so maybe that's why. But it's an important day. This is the day the Holy Spirit came to everybody.
Yeah, to everybody. You know,
to everybody that follows and trusts in Jesus. And so it's very important. And it's a day that Jesus follows through on his promise.
Yeah.
And so we're in Acts 2. It'll be verse 1 through 41. I'm not going to read all that for the sake of time because there's a lot there. But I want to carry on with this tradition of giving you some observations. And if Danny has some, let him give some as well. But I have four points, just quick points that I got together this morning. And these will not be like in our sermon on Sunday night. So these are just me reading off the cuff. All right. First thing is, the Holy Spirit comes, all right? It's very easy to see. The title of the chapter in your ESV is probably called The Coming of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes just as Jesus said he would, so we see that he's a promise keeper. And with this comes a supernatural act, all right, that we read about in this chapter. They spoke, and people heard, and they heard in their native tongue, which was crazy. And this is... you know, they accuse them of being drunk with new wine. And so we've sang some songs to talk about new wine. And it's speaking into that sense. But what it really is doing is it's speaking to the curse of Babel being unraveled, where God split everybody up. But now he's bringing them together. He's uniting them in the Holy Spirit. So God no longer is constraining the good news of the gospel to just one language, but to all languages. It's going to go out to all people. And so one day we will experience the same thing that they experienced. We will be in the new heavens and the new earth, and we will hear each other speak from different cultures and different races and different backgrounds. and we will understand each other. And that's good news. But that it will only happen, and that will only happen in the new heavens and the new earth. The second point I have is that Luke here, and this is probably good for us, but Luke here is focusing on the fulfilled prophecy of the Spirit coming, just as Jesus said it would in chapter 1, and as he said in other accounts taken by Matthew. It's not the personal experiences, though, that matter. He's highlighting the expanding gospel ministry. He's saying, because of the Holy Spirit, the gospel is going to be spread. Yes, these people had these experiences, but there are unique experiences to them, just as your salvation experience is unique to you. But it has the one common factor, the Holy Spirit. Now, we're not having flames of fire
right.
sitting upon our heads or on our tongues, but the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us,
yes.
Just as it was in them. And so let's not focus so much on their personal experiences or think if we're not having those, then, you know, man, we aren't really a Christian. We should look at the prophecy being fulfilled and find joy in that. Third point is we see Peter preaches, right? And he preaches the word. And we see the Holy Spirit really guiding him and instructing him in this word. And he's using the Bible. He's using God's word, Old and New Testament, to preach. It's biblical theology. And so he's testifying about Jesus being God and how Jesus was the one that David was promised, the heir to sit on the throne, to sit at the right hand of God. And we see that in verses 32 through 35. He really emphasizes that. So Peter's going to preach, so we see it. And then fourth, we see people respond. And this is what happens when the Holy Spirit is in control on both ends, when he's guiding the preacher and the listener. People are going to respond. And so that's not to discount, like, when I preach and none of you guys move. It, you know, like, I don't know what the Holy Spirit's doing, but like when the Spirit is guiding the word, people are going to respond, and they're going to respond in one of two ways, either repentance and faith or disobedience. Yeah. They're either going to walk away changed, transformed, or they're not. And, but that's what the gospel calls. It calls you to follow or not to follow. There's only two answers. There's not this line that you can stand on. No, it calls for everything or nothing. And so we see how the Holy Spirit works. It calls, and the preaching of this gospel, and the people respond to this, it's a call of repentance, a call to confess. If you're not calling for those things, one could ask if you're actually preaching the good news. The good news is to respond in light of the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And to respond to that is to confess your sins, that you were a sinner, to repent, believe, and trust, and move forward. Mm-hmm. And that's why Pentecost is important. It's God's promises are being fulfilled, and it's marking a new age, the age of the second coming. So that's why, you know, the series we're in, it's called The End of the Beginning, because the beginning is it's on the downslope. But that's not bad news. That's good news. We have a great hope, and that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
And that's what Acts is pushing us to. It's pushing us to the mission of Jesus being continued even 2,000 years later, even in a rocky, turbulent time as this. Man, what a time for us to preach and share the gospel. People are hurting. People are suffering. People are angry. You know, at this recording, this podcast, there's some hurt feelings and anger and sadness and mourning over decisions made by humans and made by man and by broken systems. Man, what an opportunity to share of an unbroken system, of a righteous judge, of a righteous king, and one who is for the weak and for the maligned and those who are disliked and for the poor and for the, you know, just, man, what a time that God is preparing for us to share of hope. And so Acts, for those believers, then Luke is recording these times for the future church, to motivate them, to show them the continuation. We should pay attention, because, man, we need this. We need this encouragement that, look, the time that they were doing this was a hostile time. And the Holy Spirit was priming the people to repent and to believe. And so I'm hoping for that today. What are your thoughts, Danny?
You know, one thing that I love about Acts 2 is how it talks about how the Holy Spirit affects everybody else, and it's not one singular entity or one singular way that the Holy Spirit will fall on everybody. And, you know, let's just be honest, the way you might catch the Holy Spirit and the way I might catch it might be two different things. Mm-hmm. And I believe that it's a great hope for us as a body of believers to be able to go out into the world and say, hey, look, even though we have the same Jesus, he will show you different things rather than he shows them to me. And I believe that's a great hope that we have. And I know throughout our ministries and throughout our times, we often see and think that the same way that I receive Jesus is the same way that you're going to receive Jesus, or the same way I experienced him is the same way that you should. So I really like how Acts 2 depicts how the Holy Spirit will affect us all differently, and how we could all learn from the same Holy Spirit and the same falling down from heaven that Jesus has come back. And let's just be honest. A miracle that Jesus performed might mean something way greater to you than to mm-hmm. me. But as long as we get that same singular meaning, what Jesus wants us to have, I believe that we will make the body of believers a greater work to show other people that are coming in. Because let's just be honest, this is for us, like you said, to go out and gain other souls. So there's no concrete one way that we can have the Holy Spirit. I love that here in Acts 2.
That's good word, man. Yeah, we're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep preaching Acts every time we record this. So you guys are primed and ready to go on Sunday nights. All right, let's take a quick break, and we will join you here in a second. All right, we're back. We're on to our next section of the Harborcast. You know, I heard that there's a new system coming out. Well, actually, two new systems, gaming systems coming out. And I heard there's a little uproar about who could get them and who could not. And so we're going to just talk about it. Xbox Series X or the PS5. All right, Danny, which one are you going with?
You know what? I'm going to be totally honest with you. I was a huge Xbox fan because, number one, I used to play Halo and Halo 2 on the first original Xbox. And then when the Xbox 360 came out, I was number 26 of 30 that were at a Best Buy from where I'm from. So that was pretty lit to me. Now, to be honest with you, now I've transitioned more to the PS4 and the PS system. I never had a PlayStation ever until I got a PS4. So for me, I like both of them for, I think, personal gaming. If I'm just at home, just shooting the breeze, want to just play some games by myself, I'll go Xbox. If I'm going to play against some people and bust some hits in Madden 20 or 2K, I'm going to definitely go with the PS5. That's just me, though.
Well, everybody makes mistakes. I'm an Xbox guy. Really, hey, I tried last year. Well, no, 2 years ago, I had the Xbox and the PS4 because there are certain releases on ones, and I really wanted to play Spider-Man.
Okay.
So I bought a PS4 for one game.
Okay. Hey, look, I've heard people do that.
Hey, that was a total baller move. I can't do that anymore because I have three kids. And yeah. So then I, you know, had a kid and I never got to play. And so that's like, man, maybe I should limit them because I have a Switch too.
Yeah.
So, man, I'm an Xbox X just based on the manner of like I can package all my Microsoft and everything all together. And that's a big deal to me. So I'm going to go Xbox X. I'm not. Some people have talked about the PS5 because they like the looks of it more than the Xbox Series X.
I can agree.
But it's a gaming system. It's not a Ferrari. It's not a sports car.
It's not like I'm going to take it out and show everybody what it is. I don't care what it looks like as long as it gets done what I need to get done.
Right.
I will admit I will not buy the first one that comes out. That's why I didn't pre-order the first one because I don't know what kind of defects. I know it's going to probably run slow online. Everyone's going to be trying to do
PS,
all the digital
the
stuff.
PlayStation Network is trash.
It's horrible. I will
agree. So that's why I don't know why. Why do you want? I mean, that's why I went with Xbox, is the online gaming is way better.
Well, I mean, most people that I game with are PlayStation people, so it's kind of like I have to go that route. Mm-hmm. And if we were to go Xbox route, everybody would have to get one, which I'm not opposed to having both systems, but I'd rather just be a little cost-efficient right
now. Hey, you should do it before you get married. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Before you're settled down, you should, you know, invest deeply, and then you got it.
Look. I'll tell you right now, my girlfriend does not mind me playing games right now at all, but I just know that once we do get married and we move into a nice big home, I will definitely have a theater room to where I can have just both systems.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't have it in the bedroom. She probably won't let that happen.
No, no, it doesn't happen. That's where the PS4 was, and
yeah.
So, yeah, I think it came in, just looking at the specs, like, they're pretty much the same.
Oh, like, yeah, they are.
They're pretty close. Xbox has, like, a full digital version with no hard disk. I'm not about that life because every time I get on to play Call of Duty, there's, like, a 40-gig update. I'm not doing that. And
it
so
takes hours.
Yes, yes. And I have fast internet. And so I'd rather get the disk, pay a little more, get that 5K, even though I don't have a 5K TV. But one day, one day, I will. And so let us know, man. Are you guys Xbox or PS5 people? I don't think you can go wrong. I mean, MLB The Show is on the PlayStation only, which, I mean, I love baseball. Baseball games are, it's hard. And so the Spider-Man, like the Marvel game, they have a Spider-Man only character for the Sony version.
Yep.
But Xbox has Halo.
I mean,
Halo exclusive.
Halo. I mean,
and
Halo is the game of all games.
Yeah, I mean, and it's got some other Xbox-only exclusives. And Xbox just bought a gaming, whatever that company is, for like $9.7 billion.
That is correct.
So, you know, they make some plays here. And plus, Xbox isn't ruined movies. Sony has ruined movies. so, you know, we'll probably get both, hopefully one day, for the student ministry. Until pre-orders. I did read a funny story about a bunch of people actually ordering Xbox One X's instead of the Series X on Amazon by mistake. So that's really funny. What are they talking about? I did see that the Xbox was going to have more games available right off the go than Sony.
And you got more storage on the Xbox too anyway. So, I mean,
yeah,
I would probably go that route, to be honest.
Yeah. Yep. It says, how does the Xbox Series X compare with the PS5? Broadly speaking, the PS5 and Series X offer roughly the same specs. One potential performance advantage the PS5 might have, its new hardware decompression, silicone, which could speed up loading and high-resolution textures even more. Sony has overhauled the controller, now dubbed DualSense, to add some intriguing sound, haptic feedback, and adaptive triggers. Yeah, I mean, it's... I like the comfort of the Xbox controller. Some people are PS4 controllers. I think you can't go wrong. I mean, they're both stupid expensive.
Yeah,
and so, you know, hey, we can play Madden. We can play 2K. I'm terrible, so it don't matter. All right. Hey, did you know it's officially fall, Danny?
Man, I felt it. We got a little bit of it on Sunday morning, but for it to actually be upon us, I'm glad for it. I'm glad to pull out all of the long sleeves.
Right.
Time for the boots, time for the hot chocolate, long lines at Starbucks. I mean, this is my favorite time of year. I love fall and winter. I love the cold.
Yeah, man, I'm excited to wear vest.
Yeah, man, sweaters.
Like, yeah, vests and shooties, like shirt.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The shorts and hoodies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, hey man, I can actually be comfortable. It's fat guy weather.
Oh.
Fall is fat guy weather, and so it's when all the fat guys start to dress nice.
Well, I mean, I look at it like this: it's that once you get past that awkward 59 in the morning, 85 in the evening, it gets a little bit more comfortable. But like for me, it's like, okay, I'm cold this morning, but when I go to lunch, I'm
shorts
gonna be hot.
And a hoodie.
Yeah, so
that's the perfect combo.
Gotta take the hoodie off or something like that. But I definitely enjoy the fall.
What are your five favorite things about fall?
Oh man, five favorite things about fall. Football. Let's talk about
football. Number one, or is that number five?
I mean, that has to be number one.
Okay.
After that, sadly, it's not here. But the fair. I mean, the fair is definitely something I look forward to in the fall. Probably third after that would probably be the dressing. I like to dress during the fall. I just love, you know, dressing up, doing different things. Maybe the fourth, maybe the fall food, a little bit more comfort food at home, you know, soups and chilies and things of that nature. Probably the last part of that might be, I guess I would probably have to go with... can't remember. I guess let's just throw in there the, I guess, vacations that come along with it. being at home.
You get vacations in the fall?
Yeah, I mean, we got fall break, so I mean, it's just a little break.
Oh, yeah. Fall and Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, so I mean, no, I like that.
If you're in school, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Thanksgiving and all that, and of course, winter time is Christmas, but those are my top five, really.
All right, here we go. Number one, college football.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, playoff baseball.
Yeah, I'm not a baseball guy. So
yeah, playoff baseball is good because it's just like it's finally coming to an end, and it really, no, like it matters.
Yeah, it does.
And so, like, it's great when baseball matters. Yeah. Number three, vest. I'm a vest guy, man.
I feel you, man.
I'm a Patagonia. I feel adventurous. Gotcha. I feel like I'm actually earning the tag of the North Face in Patagonia. Like, you know, mountain biking is a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number four. Was that four. I'm really thinking food is good.
Yeah, food, man.
I'll start diversifying my coffee drinking. You know, you see me only with like cold drinks in the fall. I'll start going with some warm drinks.
That's me.
And number five, Thanksgiving. Yeah. You know, even though this year is probably not going to be the same, you know, they basically said, hey, don't do Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But that's what they basically CDC said.
I mean, let's just think about it. I mean, if you're like my family's kind of large, but you know, we kind of do things separately. So, you know, we might get together on Thanksgiving day with one set of people. It might be eight of us. So that's pretty safe.
It sounds like a super spreader event.
Well, I mean, it's not that.
Went from one to the other, to the other, to the other.
Yeah. Nah. Multiple plates, man. We eat at 11 o'clock here, eat at 3 o'clock here, eat at 7 o'clock there. So I got multiple to-go plates.
Yeah. But anyways, we're not going to talk. We're going to keep this positive. Okay. We're not going to talk about COVID on here. I just said it. We should institute a no COVID policy on this podcast. We want to distract you guys. Yeah, it just sucks. Like,
it seems like a damper, man.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's the elephant in the room that you just walk past.
Right. We should, every time it comes up, someone should, like, Ric Flair woo me or something like that. Just so, like, no, ain't going no here. All right. Hey, so this is the format we're going to try to keep this podcast. We're going to try to keep it pretty quick. Under 30 minutes. We're at 22 minutes, man.
Cool.
And so, but we do, I was talking with Danny, in light of some events, man, we feel like it'd be really good to have conversation on this podcast about race and equality and kindness and empathy and love and respect. And we know you guys hear from outside voices on social media. You hear from your teachers and from your parents and so sometimes you don't hear from other people that don't look like you or whatnot. And so as two people that don't look like each other and come from different backgrounds, I feel like it's good for us to talk about these things and walk through these things and get to understand. And hopefully you guys can learn, you can just listen, which is a big thing today because a lot of people don't listen, you know? And so, hopefully we can guide you in that and hopefully give you a good biblical perspective on all that. So look forward to listening to that. Maybe that will answer some questions that maybe you're afraid to ask, or something like that. You know, we want to be truthful and honest. But we appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks for joining us this week. Look for episode 2 to drop the following week and be recorded. It's gonna be a good time. Again, make sure you like us, share us, subscribe, do all those fun things that you do for podcasts. We'll be seeing you guys later.